Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos, Daf Kuf Tes. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tes, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah, at the top of the Amud. As we will be learning in today's shiur, Mitz Hashem, one of the Kohanim HaGdolim was Shimon HaTzadik. And Shimon HaTzadik had a son, Chanyol, who, as we will learn in Mitz Hashem and Amud Beis, ultimately ran to Alexandria in Egypt and erected some sort of a temple there. We're going to learn him at the Shem Amabez, if it was the Shem Avodazara, or was the Shem Shemayim. But clearly, whether it was the Shem Avodazara or was the Shem Shemayim, as we have been learning so many times in our Masechta, the halachi is that once the Beis HaMikdash is built, one may certainly not bring kabbonis anywhere but in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore teaches us the Mishnah. If somebody said, Harei Elai Oila, he obligated himself to bring an Oila, the halacha is Yachivere Mimigdash. He must bring that carbon Oila in the base of Migdash. And if he brings it anywhere else, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. And therefore the Mishnah says, Rem Chrivoi Beis Chanyoi, if he brings it in Beis Chanyoi, the halacha is Layotza, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. However, says the Mishnah, if when the person obligated himself to bring the carbon oil, the carbon, he said, Harei Oila Shakrivena Beis Chanyoi, he obligated himself to bring this carbon in Beis Chanyoi, the halacha is Yakrivena Migdash. He should bring it in the Beis Migdash. However, says the Mishnah, Mikriva Beis Chanyoi, if he brought it in Beis Chanyoi, the halacha is his Yotza. Of course, the Gemara will explain why. Shimon Omer, so Shimon, on the other hand, holds Ainza Oila. It's not considered an obligation at all. Machloikas, how to understand the opinion of Rav Shimon? Some explain, some Achrayim explain that Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, it never becomes a Kavan Oila altogether. According to other Achrayim, the issue is because according to Rav Shimon, you have to be Mesnadiv, you have to make the donation Kederach HaMesnadiv, the way donations are typically verbalized. This wasn't said kederach hanisnavim in the proper manner, and that's why the carbon is not a carbon. As the Mefarshim go on to explain, the difference between these two pshatim is it considered chulin ba'zara if somebody were to bring such a carbon? If the issue is shlo yisnadiv kederach hanisnavim, then it's not a carbon at all. It is a carbon, just he will fulfill, it wouldn't be an issue of Chulin Ba'Azara. According to the other approach, it may be a situation of Chulin Ba'Azara. In understanding the opinion of Tanakama, there are a number of questions that the Mefarshim ask, that the Rishonim ask. One question is that we've learned in our Masechta many times the question of Tvois Lashon Rishon or Tvois Lashon Achron, which is the primary statement when a sentence is made. And therefore, ask the Mefarshim, in this case, why don't we say, if somebody said, Harei Elai Oila, Shekrivena Beis Chanyoi, if we follow the opinion of Tfois Lashon Rishon, so we should take the first part of the statement, Harei Elai Oila, and it's considered a full-fledged obligation to bring a carbon oila. So why is there an option to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash or to bring it in the Beis Chanyoi, as the Mishnah suggests? Tosfos answers that even if we hold of the opinion of Tfois Lashon Rishon, Tfois Lashon Rishon says Tosfos doesn't say that we should ignore the entire statement. Rather, explains Tosfos, where we could separate the statement into two, we say Tfois Lashon Rishon. But certainly where the second part of the statement is an explanation of the first part of the statement, everybody agrees that we say that we look at the entire statement and we don't divide the statement into two. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask that given, as we said at the beginning of our shiur, that certainly one may not bring the carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a question of Kachim B'chutz, why is this not considered a situation of Masna Masha Kosh B'Torah, that somebody's trying to make a condition in opposite to what the Torah says? And we know that the halach is the masna masha kosav b'torah Tanah bottle. The Rishayim makes a Tanai against what the Torah says. The Tanai is completely invalid. So Tosfos answers that we don't say Masna Mashkos B'Torah only in a situation where it is the intent of the person who's making the statement to go against what the Torah says. The case of Amish does not refer to a situation where the person is well aware that the carbon may not be brought in Beis Chanyoy. It's referring to a situation where the person doesn't know that that is the halacha. And since the person isn't aware that what he's doing is wrong, it's not considered masna mashakos b'tayra. Similarly, Hareni Nazir, we know that if somebody accepts upon himself Naziris, when he finishes his Naziris, he has to bring three kabonis, an oil, a chattis, and a shlomim, and he has to shave his hair and burn the hair in the fire under the carbon shlomim. Says the Mishnah, Harei Nazir, if somebody accepts upon himself a Naziris, the Galei Mikdash, he has to go through this entire procedure that we just described in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, says the Mishnah, the Megillah to Beis Chanyot, if instead of doing it in the Beis HaMikdash, he did it in the Beis Chanyot, the loch is the lo yotza. However, says the Mishnah, if somebody accepted upon himself a Naziris by saying, Harei Nazir Shagalech Beis Chanyot, he accepts upon himself a Naziris that he'll complete it in the Beis Chanyot, the loch is Yagalech B'Mikdash. The right thing is to do is to go through the concluding procedures in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Megillah Beis Chanyot yotza. Shimon, again, similar to his opinion in the Reisha, holds that Ein Zeh Nazir, he isn't a Nazir at all. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah said that if somebody says that, if somebody says, Hareini Elai Oila Shakrivena Beis Chanya, the Halacha is Yakrivena B'Migdash, the Mekriva Beis Chanya, he's Yotza. But ask the Mishnah, ask the Gemara, Yotza, how can we suggest that he's Yotza? Hamikdal Kotla, when he killed the animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if he's just killing an animal. Because as we learned at the beginning of our shiur today, being makriv a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash is the same as just killing that animal. And therefore, why is it considered that he's yotza? And there are those that say that included in the Gemara's question is what we said at the beginning of the shiur. The Gemara's question is that how can we suggest that this is an acceptable situation? Isn't this masna mashakos b'Torah? Is clearly going against what the Torah stipulated. Answers the Gemara, Amr Bamnuna, Nasik Omer, we're to view the situation as if the person said, Harei Elai Oila, I'm accepting upon myself the obligation to bring an Oila, I'm Nashlo Yishchai B'chru Yisoy, with the stipulation that he won't be chayiv for the responsibility if something should happen to him. So even though he obligated himself to bring a carbon oiler, but since when he obligated himself to bring the carbon oiler, he didn't take on any responsibility. So if it ends up that this carbon oiler is brought to Beis Chanyoy, he has absolutely no obligation because his acceptance of the chiyuv was stated in such a way, it was stated in a way that he won't be chayiv, it was stated in a way that he won't be chayiv achrayis. Of course, the Mefarshim ask that even if somebody can accept upon himself the obligation to bring a carbon, amnash lo yischayiv achrayis, that's only that he shouldn't be responsible if something were to happen to the carbon. But how are we to understand amnash lo yischayiv achrayis that he could go and actually kill the animal improperly? And based on this question, there are those Mefarshim that now suggest that indeed somebody could take upon himself, if somebody says, Shloi Chai Bechrayis, not only is he not responsible if anything happens to the carbon, but it's a lot deeper. The halacha will be that if he could actually go and be mazik the animal, and even if he'll be mazik the animal, he will not be held responsible. However, of course, many achroinim disagree with this point, and they say it's hard to accept that if somebody just says, that he should have the right to even go and and that he should have the right to even go and kill the animal. And they say that this is a specific situation. Only because over here we said that you're going to bring it the Beis Chanyoy, and the halach, of course, we know is that when you bring it a Beis Chanyoy, you're not, that it's not considered at all a Maisa carbon. That's why there's a special halacha here that doesn't apply in other situations, and certainly in other situations where somebody is obligated to bring a carbon, even if he says Shleis Chayiv Achrayis, he would be held responsible if he did something actively to damage the animal. Amrei Rava asks Rava Elamato, if that's how we're explaining our Mishnah, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Say for the Mishnah continued saying, the Tani Hareini Nazar Shaleich Beis Chanyoy. If somebody says I'm a Nazar with the condition that I'm going to do the Kabbarnas of Beis Chanyoy, the Halach is Yigalech Mimigdash. When Gilech Beis Chanyoy, if he did it in the Beis Chanyoy, he's Yotza. Says, ask the Gemara, are we going to explain this part of the Mishnah as well? Hachinami, are we going to explain this part of the Mishnah as well? The Nasakoyim Arayin Nazir, Am Nashleis Chai Bechrayis Kabanaisa, that the person saying I'm a Nazir with the stipulation that it shouldn't be held responsible? Ask the Gemara, that can't be an understanding of the Mishnah. Because a Nazir, Kamadaloy Maisi Kabanaisa, a Nazir, as long as he doesn't bring his covenants, Loy Miskashir, he's still a Nazir. So if this person became a Nazir, he can't just no longer be a Nazir just because he said Nazir Shleis Chai Bechriyosan. Answers the Gemara, El Amarava, the way to understand the Mishnah is Adam Zeh L'Doyrin Niskaven. This person intended to bring the gift, to bring this not as a real carbon oila, but rather only as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Rishonim explained, we're referring to an individual who is not near the Beis HaMikdash. And it's hard for him to travel to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore what he says is like this. Omar, Isagya Beis Chanyoy, if I could bring the carbon to Beis Chanyoy, to Rachna, I'll bring it all the way to the Beis Chanyoy. However, say, to bring it any further, Lo Matzilatz the Urim. I can't bring it any further. And that's the case of the Reisha. And says the Gemara, the same thing Nazir Nami, the same thing in the next case by the Nazir. Hai Gavru Tzuri Nafsh Pamachavim. This person is intending just to abstain from wine. And he says, Amr, Isagya Beis Chanyoy, if I could bring my obligation to the Beis Chanyoy, to Rachna, that's something I'll do. Further, to have to bring it all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, Tfeilam Tzinu Tzuri. So, as the Achronim explain, the way to understand what this person's stipulation is as follows. The person is saying that it depends on what actually happens. If I actually end up bringing the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, then it should be considered a carbon. If, on the other hand, I don't end up bringing the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, it should not be considered a carbon. And the same thing they explain regarding the Naziris, that the person says that if I bring it all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, then my Naziris should be considered a Naziris. And otherwise, my Naziris should not be considered a Naziris at all. Rav Hamuna Amlach. So let's just review the Shaklavatari of the Gemara for a moment. The Shaklavatari of the Gemara was, the Rav Hamnuna gave an explanation of the Mishnah. His explanation of the Mishnah was that it's Nasa. It's as if he said that I'm bringing the carbon without being responsible for the Achrayis. Rava said that that explanation can't be understood with the second part of the Mishnah regarding the Nazir. And because of that, the Gemara gave a different explanation. Asked the Gemara, Surah Hamnuna, how will he explain the case of Nazir? Says the Gemara, Hamnuna indeed responds to you, Nazir Kedekarmet. The way to understand the case of Nazir is as Rav Hamnuna explained. However, Oila, when it comes to the case of Oila, there, says Rav Hamnuna, I stick to my original explanation. Euler, it's referring to a case, I'm nashla schaibek or yusukama, that I won't be held responsible for chrayes. And ask the Rishonim the obvious question. If Rav Hamnuna is going to have to agree to Rava's pshat anyway in the Sefer regarding Nazir, so why doesn't Rav Hamnuna agree to Rava's pshat in the Reish as well? So I saw that the Rishonim, and it's really what Rashi says, say a very nice explanation. They explain that according to Rav Hamnuna, it's a full-fledged carbon. Just as a carbon, so it's chayv achrius, that is not chayv and achrayus. Whereas according to Rava, it's not a carbon at all. As the Gemara's wording, as Rava said, it's a doyrin ba'alma. And the Gemara preferred that Rav Hamnuna and the Gemara prefer to have a case where it's referring to a carbon rather than saying it's not a carbon at all. And that's why Rav Hamnuna sticks to his pshat, at least in the Reisha. Says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan also agreed with Rav Hamnuna's explanation of the Mishnah. Dom Rav Abachana Am Rav Yochanan, Harei Alei Oilo Shekrevene Beis Chanyo. If someone says, I'm accepting upon myself a carbon that I should bring in Beis Chanyo, V'kriva Beis Yisrael, and he ends up bringing it in Eretz Yisrael, and the halach is Yotza, he has fulfilled his obligation because he said Amasha Kavena Beis Chanya. But on the other hand, he's onish karis. He'll get a he's chayiv karis for bringing karbonis outside of the Azara, outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Tanya Nami Hachi, and similarly says the Gemara we learned in the Braisa, Harele Oilish Kavena Beis Midbar. If somebody said, I'm going to bring a carbon oil on the condition I should bring it in the Midbar. The basis for his mistake was because he knows that the Mishkan was in the Midbar, and they certainly brought carbonos in the Mishkan. And then the Kriva be'Eivir Yardin, and he brought it anywhere in Yardin, and at Yisrael, says Rashi, Nan Yushlaim. And here too, as we've discussed other times in our Masechta, it's clear that Rashi is of the opinion that all of Eivir HaYardin is considered Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is Yotza. He has fulfilled his obligation, because the obligation was that he should bring it anywhere, but on the other hand, he gets onish karis for shchut echutz. Says the Mishnah, HaKahanim Sheshimcha Beis Chanyoy, the Kahanim who did the Avoida in the Beis Chanyoy, Lo Yisham Shem Mikdash Rishlayim, may not do Avoida Mikdash in Rishlayim. And as the Rishonim explained, this was a special knas, this was a special punishment that was put on them for bringing the carbonus of Beis Chanyoy, that they should no longer be able to do the void in Yerushalayim. And in fact, says the Sfas Emes, based on this explanation, that if somebody will have done the avoida on a boma, on a time where avoida may not be done on the bomas, explains the Sfas Emes, that even though he certainly did the wrong thing, there, perhaps, there would not be a knas that he should not do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. For explains the Sfas Emes, only when somebody did the avoida in the Beis Chanyoy, which, as we'll see, was a very popular place for avoid to be done, and Chazal were upset that avoida was being done in the Beis Chanyoy, did Chazal make this knas that if somebody does the avoid in the Beis Chanyoy, he should not be allowed to do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. But Chazal did not see the need to make this rule elsewhere. Furthermore, I saw that the Achronim also say that this knas was only knas that they should not be allowed to do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. But that doesn't mean that they wouldn't be allowed to do the avoida in the time where Bamas and Mutter, for example, the time of Noiv Givoy, that they should be allowed to do the avoid of Noiv Givoy. It's only a special rule that they made that they should not be allowed to do the avoid of in Yerushalayim. Continues the Mishnah, Beit Shachloimer, and certainly so is the halacha, Ludover Acher. That if somebody worshipped avoid the Zara, the halacha is a kind that worshipped avoid the Zara should never be allowed afterwards to do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Shinema, as the Pasuk says the Mishnah, Ach lo yalu kayane habomois amizbech Hashem biyushalayim ki emoch lumatzis b'tachacheyim. says the pasuk, who says the Mishnah, what the Mishnah, what the pasuk is teaching us is that once they did the avoda outside the Chanyoy or avoda zara, they can no longer do the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. They're treated, however, says the Mishnah, Hare Eilu Kabali Mumin. They're treated like Bali Mumin. What does that mean? Cholkiv Oichen. They do get a shear of the Kabonis. However, for Lamekrivim, we don't let them do the Avodah. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kayin Sheshachal Avodah Kachavim. If a Kayin did Shechita for Avodah Zara, Kabonai Reif Nechayach. As we're going to see, since Shechita is not considered a full-fledged avoda, because as we know the halacha is, shechita is k'sher b'zor. So therefore, even though our Mishnah just taught us that if the kohen did avoda, even though the Mishnah just taught us that if a kohen did avoda, the halacha for avoda zorah, he may never do the avoda again in the Beis Hamikdash. Shechita has a different rule. Obviously, if he did tshuva before he does the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Omer Yitzhak by Dimi Mikro, where do we have a pasuk that teaches us that Shechita is treated differently? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, Yana Shishor Su Oysom of Negu Leim, Veloi Ubeis Yisrael Mikshal Avon, Al Kain Asosi Yode Aleim Num Hashem Alekim, Venos Avonim. The Ksib Asrei, and the pasuk continues saying that if these people worship Avodah Zarah, they will no longer be allowed to do the avodas kahanim. But, explains the Gemara, what the pasuk is teaching us is, e of a cheris in, only if they did the avoda, which is considered a cheris, that's when there's halacha, that they become disqualified from doing the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, shechita. But as we explained, since shechita is kshera bizarre, laf cherisu, it's not considered a cheris. And therefore, if they did Shechita for Avodah Zarah, they still would be allowed to be Kohanim. Itmar. So, says the Gemara, what will be the halacha of Shogag B'Zrika? Zrika is certainly considered an Avodah for the Beis Hamikdash. So now ask the Gemara, if some, for the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it's considered an Avodah by the Avodah Zarah as well. But he only did it, he did it b'shoydi. He did the zrika b'shoydi. What will be the halacha? Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman's opinion is that karbonoi reich nechayach, that since he did it b'shoydi, and now he did tshuva, he does not become disqualified from doing the avoida. And the other hand, Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes says, once he did it, he become en karbonoi reich nechayach, and this kayin becomes disqualified from doing the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Rav Sheshes, Meno Aminelo, how do I know that even if he did the Aveira B'Shogeg, does the same din apply? The Ksiv, so the Pasuk says, V'Hoyo L'Beis Yisrael L'Michshol Oven. My lab, how do we understand the Pasuk? Oy Michshol, Oy Oven. Michshol means that he did a B'Shogeg. Oven means that he did a B'Mezit. Michshol Shogeg, V'Oven Mezit. And the Pasuk is saying, no matter what, he becomes disqualified, he becomes disqualified from doing the avoda afterwards. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, says, how does he understand? Because according to Rav Nachman, only if he did the avera b'mezid is there a halacha like this. Why somewhere else not? Why b'shoyig is he lenient? Because he understands the pasuk michshol the oven. The way to understand the pasuk is that only if he did it b'mezid. But if he did it b'shogeg, then there's another halacha. Of course, the Mefarshim ask that we know that ein lecha dover ha'omid b'fnei tshuva. There is nothing that stands in the way of tshuva. So why is our Gemara, Mishnah, taking such a strong position that if somebody, even if he did tshuva, he can't b'mezid, or even b'shogeg, he's still disqualified from doing the avoda? So the Zeichet Tzaddik answers that since we know there's a rule that when somebody does an aveira, it's doing this nasla kishkogis, so he's still considered a bal aveira. I asked the Mefarshim, that's only when somebody did the aveira, the tshuva miyira, but if somebody did the tshuva miyahava, then it's considered a complete tshuva. So the Mefarshim explained, we can never be sure that somebody did a tshuva, a complete tshuva, and that's why we have to take a stricter opinion. But continues the Gemara, Arav Nachman, Menon Amila, what is the basis for my opinion? In other words, as the Mefarshim explained, even though Rav Nachman just was able to explain the pasuk that Rav Sheshis uses as the source of his opinion, he was able to deflect and explain the pasuk, it certainly isn't a basis for his opinion that even if somebody did the Aveira of Zrika, he should be allowed to do the Avoida if he did it B'Shagid. The Tanya answers Rav Nachman, the basis of my opinion is based on this Braisa. Because the Braisa says, if the Kohen did the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, he then can bring the carbon himself when he does tshuva. Now ask the Gemara, B'mai, what is the case that the person did the Aveira B'Shogig by Avodah Zarah that he's bringing his own carbon? Ilan B'Shchita, if we're going to say that he did, what he did was that he shechted an animal for Avodah Zarah. So why is the halacha Bayir Shagig? Why only if he did the Aver B'Shagig is the halacha that he's qualified to do bring a carbon after he does tshuva? Afilu Meizet Nami. The halacha according to Rav Nachman, as we'll see in a moment, is that since we've been differentiating between Shechita and other Avodahs, by Shechita according to Rav Nachman, if somebody shechted for Avodah Zarah, if a Kohen shechted for Avodah Zarah, whether if he shechted b'shogeg, or whether if he shechted b'mezid, if he does tshuva, he's allowed to do the aveira. He's allowed to do the aveira again. Elab is talking about b'zrika. And what's the pasuk teaching us? That if he did zrika for Avodah Zarah, but he did zrika b'shogeg, it's teaching us that now he has the ability to, now he has the ability to do again the aveira, since the zrika to the Avodah Zarah was done b'shogeg. Rav Sheshis Amalach, Lo'olam, it's only talking about Shechita. V'meizit, v'nas m'sharas l'avodas k'chavim. And what Rav Sheshis is teaching us is that even though we've been learning that Shechita is not like Zrika, and we've been learning that if somebody does Shechita for Avodah Zarah, he doesn't become permanently disqualified from being a Kohen, says Rav Sheshis, that's only if he did it, if he did the Shechita b'shogeg. But if he did the Shechita b'meizit, even though Shechita is not considered a full-fledged Sheiris, a full-fledged Avoida, it is still somewhat of an Avoida. Coupled with the fact, says Rav Sheshis, that the person did it b'mezid, he becomes permanently disqualified from doing the Avoida. So in other words, we have here, and as the Gemara will say in a moment, they're going to connect these two machlokes, a double machlokes of Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman. According to Rav Sheshis, if somebody shechted for Avoida Zorah, b'shogeg, then he could still do the avoda. B'mezid, he can never do the avoda again. Rav Nachman says even if he shechted b'mezid. Similarly, if somebody did zrika, according to Rav Sheshis, even if he did the zrika b'shogeg, he becomes permanently disqualified from being a kohen. According to Rav Nachman, if he did the zrika b'shogeg and he does tshuva, he could do the avoda again. V'adul tamayu, ditma, hezid b'shchita. If somebody did the shchita b'mezid, Rav Nachman Amar, and then he does tshuva. Rav Nachman Amar, Kabana Reich Nechayich, he can come back to the Avoida. Rav Sheshis Amar, Ein Kabana Reich Nechayich, he cannot come to the Avoida. And the Gemara explains their positions. Rav Nachman Amar, Kabana Reich Nechayich, to have over Sheiris. Since Shechit is not considered a Sheiris, if he does tshuva, whether if he did it the Mezer of a Shagig, he could do the Avoida again. Rav Sheshis Amar, Rav Sheshis on the other hand holds, Ein Kabana Reich Nechayich. Why? Because once he did the avoid the shechita for avoid the zara, even though the shechita is not a sheiris, but if he did it b'mezid, he's not a mesharis l'avoid k'chavim. He's considered a mesharis for avoid the zara, and he becomes permanently disqualified from doing the avoid. Amar Rav Nachman, what is the basis of my opinion? The Tanya, because we went in a brisa. The brisa says, "Kain sh'ar avoid k'chavim shav." If a Kohen worshipped Avodah Zarah and then he does tshuva, the halacha is Kabbana Reich Nechayos. His Kabbana still can be accepted. B'mai. Exactly, says Rav Nachman, how are we to understand this Braisa? If we're to understand the Braisa, Ilayim B'Shogeg, that he did the aver b'shogig, my b'shov. Then the word shov, says Rav Nachman, is sort of difficult to understand. Shav aymenu. This is a person that's always in the category of shav, because he did the aveira. The whole aveira he only did was b'shogig. Ella shita. It must be talking about that he did the aveira b'mezid. Now ask the Gemara. Ibizrika. If he did the aveira b'zrika and he did it b'mezid, ask the Gemara. Kishav mehava. Even if he did tshuva, why should it make a difference? Harvard loy sheris. He did a sheris for avodah zarah, and once he did a sheris for avodah zarah b'mezid, he should be he's permanently disqualified. Elulav. How are we to understand what this Bryce is teaching us? It's talking about shchita, that he did shchita for avodah zarah, and the Bryce is teaching us that even though he did the shchita b'mezid, teaches us the Bryce, once he did tshuva, he's allowed to do the avodah. Certainly if he did it b'shagig and he does tshuva, is he allowed to do the avodah? But so too will be halacha if he did it b'mezid. Rav Sheshet amalach, Rav Sheshet disagrees. Lo'ilam b'shagig. The Bryce is only referring to a case where he did the shchita b'shagig. If he did the shchita b'shagig, how do we understand the word shav? Shav means that he's doing tshuva. If he only did the aver in the first place b'shagig, it's not considered that he needs shav. He never really did anything wrong. He didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Answers the Gemara, answers Rav Sheshet, this is the way to understand the Braisa. In shav mikara, if the person was always in the status of shav, the ki avid b'shagig avid, then when he did the aver, he did it b'shagig, then the halach is kabana reich nechayach, his carbon is going to be accepted because he never did the aveira b'shagig. If he did the aveira, the shchita b'mezid, then the halach is ein kabana reich nechayach, and his carbon will never be accepted. He can never come back to the aveira. Says the Gemara further in explaining the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet. Hishtach l'avod zarah. If somebody bow down to avodah zarah, Rav Nachman Amar, and then he does tshuva, Rav Nachman Amar kabana reich nechayach, he can be again accepted through the avodah. Rav Sheshet Amar in kabana reich nechayach, he's not accepted. A fourth case, hod l'avodah kechavim. If somebody verbally accepted upon himself that the avodah zarah is his God, Rav Nachman Amar kabana reich nechayach. Again, Rav Nachman is going to hold that the carbon is considered a reich nechayach. Rav Sheshet on the other hand holds ain't kabana reich nechayach. It's not considered reich nechayach. Says the Gemara, why do we have to have all these various cases to keep on teaching us the machlokes, the same machlokes of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet? Rav Nachman is always lenient, and Rav Sheshet always takes a more stringent opinion. Says the Gemara v'tzricha, we needed all of these cases. Yashin ha'ach kameisa. If we only would have learned the case of Zrika, I would say that's where Rav Sheshet takes a stringent opinion. But who come Rav Sheshet? Because Zrika, as we've been learning, is a Sheiris. Therefore, says Rav Sheshet, if somebody did Zrika, he becomes permanently disqualified from doing the Avodah, no matter if he did it B'shagig of Amazin. B'shum D'Avod Lai Sheiris. Ava Shechita, which as we've been learning in our entire Shir, the Lai Avod Lai Sheiris, is not considered in the category of Sheiris. Of Sheiris. Eimim Moedah Lai Rav Nachman, that even if the person did the Shechita of Amazin, and then he does Tshuva, it should be accepted. V'yashmin in Shechita, D'Avod Lai Avodah, where he did an Avodah. So that's why Rav Sheshet takes this strict position. Av l'shtachava, where he only bowed down. The Avod Lai Avodah, which he didn't even do an Avodah, Eim Eloi. Therefore, maybe there he'll agree with Rav Nachman Tzricha. V'yashtachava, if we were to learn the case of l'shtachava, v'shunda Avod Lai Maisa, he did some sort of an act. Av l'hoidah, where he just accepted the Avodah Zarah as a god. The Deburah Ba'alma, was just talk, Eim Eloi. There may be certainly Rav Sheshet agrees with Rav Nachman Tzricha. And as Rishonim point out, so why doesn't the Gemara just tell us the last case of Hodah and not teach us the other cases? Explained Rishonim, the data chiddush is for Rav Nachman. Because if we only had the case of Hodah, we would say that's where Rav Nachman takes his lenient approach. But maybe by Ishtachava he'll be stricter. And if we would have Ishtachava, we'd say by Ishtachava he's going to be lenient, but not by Shechita. And if we only had Shechita, we'll say maybe he's only lenient by Shechita, but not by Zrika. That's why we have to have all four cases to help us fully understand properly both the opinion of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Okay? The Mishnah said, Ben Tzarech Lenu L'davar Acher, that if somebody worshipped Avodah Zarah, then the halacha is that he's not allowed to do the Avodah. Before we go further, unfortunately the question of doing the Avodah of a Kohen who did an Aveira, is he allowed to do the Avodah, is unfortunately not that relevant. Is not relevant Bismana's that, but what is questionable is if a Kohen did an Aveira, is he allowed to duch? It's actually a very big machloikis for Rishonim. The Rashi and other Rishonim, most Rishonim, are of the opinion that once they did tshuva, that they're in the category like a Balmum, as our Mishnah said. And just like a Balmum is allowed to duchen, so too would such Kehanim be allowed to duchen. Other Rishonim take a stricter approach. Of course, the question also begins, as Tosfos points out, do we consider Nesi'is Kapayim an Avodah? Rav Chaim Oizer takes a very lenient approach, because Rav Chaim Oizer says that nowadays all Kohanim who do Averis are in the category of Tinik Shenishba, and we know, says Rav Chaim Oizer, that a Tinik Shenishba we treated much more leniently. Other Rav Moshe has a very interesting approach. It's really the approach of the Maram Rattenberg. Rav Moshe says as follows. If we have a Kohen, who's this type of a Kohen, who was a Mechal Shabbos, or etc., we should not call him up L'chatchila to do the Avodah, but if he goes up on his own, we don't tell him to leave the Duchen. So as we've learned, the Mishnah said that if somebody did Avodah Zarah, then the halacha is that he's not allowed to. If somebody did Avodah Zarah, then the halacha is that he's not allowed to do the Avodah. So, makes the Gemara the following point. Midakama ain't Tzarech Loim L'davar Acher. If the way that we understood, the way the Mishnah read, was that if somebody who did Avodah in the Beis Chonya can't do Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, and certainly somebody who did Avodah Zarah. So clearly, our Mishnah is of the opinion the Beis Chonya L'Avodah Kachavim Hu. We're not to consider the Beis Chonya Avodah Zarah, because if we're going to consider the Beis Chonya Avodah Zarah, then we won't have to have two separate cases in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tanya Commander Omer, clearly our Mishnah is following the approach. Our Mishnah is following the opinion. Our Mishnah is following the opinion. The Beis Chonya L'Avodah Kachavim Hu. The Tanya. Because the Gemara now begins to explain the entire history of this Beis Chonya. Says the Gemara, Ois Shona Shemei Shimon HaTzadik. The year when Shimon HaTzadik passed away, the Kohen Gadol Shimon HaTzadik, Omlam Shona Zehumeis. He was able to tell them, I know that this year I'm going to die. Omlam, so they asked him, how do you know that this year you're going to pass away? So he said to them, Kol Yom Kippurim, every year Yom Kippur, Nizdam Li Zokin Echot, Lov Shlovenim Nisat Ulvenim. When I went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was a Zokin who came in with me to the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, wearing white clothing and wearing a white talus. The Nithnas Simi V'yotzimi. He came in with me and he left with me. Shonazut, this year, Nizdam Li Zokin Echot, the person that came in with me was Lov Shkoyrim, he was wearing black clothing and wearing a black talus. Nitmasimi, he came in with me, the Layotsimi. He did not leave with me. Chola Lacha Regal, and indeed after Sukkot, says the Mishnah, what happened was, Chola Shavas Yamin, he was sick for 7 days, or mace, and then he passed away. And says the Gemara, V'nimna Echov HaKahanim Milvar Peshem. After he passed away, they no longer said, when they didn't cease Kapayim, they no longer said Shem Hashem. Farshim asked, how could Rav Shimon HaTzadik say that when he went in, Tosfos asks already, that he went into the Beis HaMikdash, there was somebody with him? Doesn't the Pasuk say, the Nami may be in the Ohel Moed when the Kohen goes in to the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So how could we say that there was somebody with him every year? So none of Terutzim are given. Taisa says that the one that was with him was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be with him when he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Another teretz that I saw is that it wasn't HaKadosh, that this entire thing was just a Maru Nevuah. It was just a Nevuah. It wasn't something that actually happened. Another pshat, interesting pshat, that the Sfas Emes suggests. The Sfas Emes says that the Kohen Gadol, we know, went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim twice on Yom Kippur. Once to do the Avodah of Tyrus, and once to take out the Kaf Umachta. Says the Sfas Emes that the halakha that nobody else is allowed to be in there is only when he does the Avodah of Tyrus, but not when he takes out the Kaf Umachta. And what he's referring to here is when he did the Kaf Umachta. Another pshat that I saw from the Tveris Shloimeh. He makes a very interesting observation. He says when the Torah describes the Avodah of Yom Kippur that should be done by the Kohen Gadol, it keeps on speaking not in terms of the Kohen Gadol, but it keeps on speaking in terms of Aaron. B'zois Yavai Aaron. So as the Tveris Shloimeh, Aaron HaKohen was indeed the first Kohen Gadol, but he wasn't the only Kohen Gadol. And therefore, why does the Torah speak about that in terms of Aaron? The Torah should have spoken in terms of a Kohen Gadol. So he says that every year when a Kohen Gadol went in to do the Avodah, he was supposed to feel as if he was going in with Aaron HaKohen. B'zois Yavai Aaron. When the Kohen Gadol goes in to do the Avodah, he should be going in to do the Avodah together as if Aaron is standing by his side. And that's what Shimon HaTzadik meant. He said, every year when I went in, I felt Aaron HaKohen was standing next to me, wearing white. And this year I felt as if Aaron HaKohen, as he was standing next to me, was wearing black. Furthermore, the Mefarshim asked, why Nimnu Levar Hashem? Why did they stop using the Shem Shemayim when they duchen? So some said because the Kohanim were not on the right Madrega, that they should be able to use the Shem Hashem. Others say because the Shekhinah was no longer there in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they didn't use the Shem Hashem. And yet others explain because they were concerned that other people who would not know how to treat the Shem Hashem with the proper covet would no longer would learn if they heard them say it with the Shem Hashem. I asked them Farshim, isn't there a halacha that you're supposed to say the Birkas Kohanim with the Shem Hashem? So I saw a number of Terutzim to this question as well. Some explain that what it means is that they still said the Shem Hashem, but they didn't say Shem Yudke Vovke, the Shem HaMefayrish. Others say that they said the Shem HaMefayrish, but that there's a Shem of Ben Membe's Osius, a Shem made up of 42 letters. And that Shem they stopped saying, but they still used the Shem HaMefayrish. Yet another pshat is that there was the Kohanim who didn't say the Shem Hashem anymore, but the Kohen Gadol still continued saying the Shem Hashem, and therefore it was not like it was completely stopped. Says the Gemara, Mishas Peti Rosoi, as Shimon HaTzadik is about to pass away, Omelahem, Chanya B'ni Yisham Rishtafti, Chanya B'ni should be my replacement. Neskana B'Hashem HaOchad, so Shimi, his brother, was jealous. Shei Gadol M'menu Shtei Shem HaMachti, was 2.5 years older than Chanya, and he was upset that Shimon HaTzadik appointed Chanya instead of him. Amaloi, so Shimi said to his brother Chanya, "Boy, let me teach you how to avoid this dog." Hilbishib Unkeli, he put him on a leather shirt, the Chagrib Tzotzel, and put on a sash around him. Hamida him from his Mizbeach, and he took him to the Mizbeach. Amalam Lechav HaKanim, and he said to his brother the Kanim, "Ruma another Zeh, the Kanim Levosai. Look what my brother promised his wife." He said, "My brother promised his wife, Oisi Yoim Shishtach to Kunim Gaila, the day I became Kohen Gadol, Elvash for Uncle Shilchi, I'll put on your shirt, Vechka B'tzut Shilchi, and I'll put on your sash." The Farshim asked, obviously, Chanya wasn't a great Talmud Chacham. if Shimi could have convinced him that this is what he should do. So if he wasn't such a great Talmid Chacham, how did Shimon HaTzadik appoint him as his successor? So the Tosfos answers that even though he wasn't such a great Talmid Chacham, he was a great Yerushalmayim. And that's why he appointed him as a successor, because he was a great Yerushalmayim. But furthermore, asked the Rishonim, Chanya must have seen how the Avoda took place all the years in the Beis Hamikdash, and he therefore clearly saw that that's not the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wears. So how did he allow Shimi to fool him? Answered the Rishonim, Shimi told Chanya that these begodim, that these clothing are special clothing that are worn the day you are appointed to be Kohen Gadol. And since, as we just said, he wasn't much of a Talmid Chacham, they were able to fool him. So says the Gemara, Bitch Echvatanim Lahargoy. The other Kanim wanted to kill him. Rotzatnaim, Rotzatakrov. He ran away, he ran away from them. Hol Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, until he arrived to Alexandria. Obanisha Mizbeach, and that's where he built the Mizbeach. Behel Alok Lashem Avez Kachavim, and he built an Avez Zara. Shom Rechacham Bedover, when Chazal heard about this, they said, Mazah Shalo Yorod Loikat. Shimi, who never had this position, still was envious of his brother that he tried to get him into this type of trouble. Hayyarg by Oxcon Vakama. If somebody already has a position, how much shall do to protect his position? Divramei. Arab Yehuda says that we will like Pachamite. That wasn't the story. Eloy Kibla Khanya. Even though Shimon HaTzadik asked Khanyoi to take the position, he didn't accept it upon himself. For he said, says it's more proper that my older brother should get the position. But still, the Chanya was jealous of his brother Shimi. Amaloi, according to this, Chanya was the one to set to Shimi. Let me teach you how to avoid this bomb. Look what my brother promised to his wife. Oysi yom shishtan v'kun of doyla, elvish v'unkul shulchi v'echv v'tzutzi shulchi. Birkish echv kanim lahargot. So his brothers wanted to kill Shimi for acting this way. Soch lahem kol mura. So Shimi told him exactly what happened. Once Shimi told him exactly what happened, so now, bitch lahargot is chanyot. They wanted to kill chanyot. Rotzut named Rotzut Akrov. Rotzut beis hameloch. So he ran to the king, Rotz Akrov. Kala Roya, I'm Zehu Zehu. There were so many people out to kill Chanyoy that the king couldn't protect him. Holoch Lazanus from Tzrayim, so he ran to Egypt. Ovonosom is Beach, Ve'elov Lashem Shemayim, Shenem Ve'yemahu Yim, Nizbach Lashem, Besoich Erth Mitzrayim, O Matseva Eitzel Gvuloy Hashem. Shem Chom Bedover Omru, O Mazah Shabarach Lamenukah, Chanyoy, who ran away from this position, still ultimately was not happy, and this is what happened. And Vakish Leirid, somebody who wants the position, I'll ask Kamakama what he'll do to protect his position. Mefarshim asked, if Chanya was Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim, how did he bring Kabbonis outside in Egypt? It's certainly, as we learned at the beginning of our Shir, a situation of Shkut Chutz. So none of Turutzim that I saw. One Teretz says that he brought it on behalf of Akum, and we've learned the Machloikis Tanoim, if there's an issue of Chshutei Chutz when you bring a carbon on behalf of Akum, and this is the opinion, he filed the opinion that there is no such issue. Others say that he himself didn't do the Avoida. The Avoida was done by others, and therefore he wasn't over on Chshutei Chutz. Others explain that Akum is allowed to bring behemoths of Al-Mum, Shchutei Chutz, and those were the Kabbonis that were brought in Egypt. And others say that the issue of Shchutei Chutz is only in other areas in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Beis HaMikdash. But this wasn't taking place in Eretz Yisrael at all. It was taking place in Egypt. In Egypt, and there's no issue of Shchutei Chutz. That issue of Shchutei Chutz doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz.